This week's episodes are brought to you by Mustard Seed Communities, providing a loving home to abandoned children with disabilities in Jamaica and around the world. Your support to Mustard Seed provides food, medicine, therapy, and lifelong loving care for the most vulnerable. Please make a donation today at mustardseed.com.
Welcome to The Examine, your daily prayer, hosted by Father James Martin and brought to you by America Media, a Jesuit ministry. This podcast is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/examine. That's patreon.com/examine.
I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer that will help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, let's begin with our weekly reflection, which is released every Sunday. We've been talking over the last few weeks of the Easter season about living out the resurrection. First, we talked about really believing in Christ's resurrection and its message, that nothing is impossible with God. Last week, we talked about experiencing newness in our own lives. This week, how about thinking about looking for it in the lives of others? Too often, we tend to pigeonhole our friends and family. We've known our family our whole lives, of course, and we often have friends that we feel we've known forever. But too often, our view of them is frozen in the past, so we can resist seeing them in new ways, giving them space to grow. In a sense, it's denying them the possibility of new life. Your friends can grow and change just as you can. With that in mind, can you allow them to be their new selves? A friend you've had in college, who may have been quite the partier or slacker, but who is now a stable and productive husband or wife or business leader or attorney or teacher, has probably changed a great deal. He has let go of some old habits and some unhealthy ways of thinking. So can you see the new life in that person? Can you allow God, in a sense, to change him? Because God has done this, whether you like it or not. Part of embracing resurrection and new life is embracing it in not only Jesus, not only in yourself, but in those around you. Recognize in them the new life that God has given them. Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God, and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind two or three things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things. Anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, one by one. Savor them and thank God for them. Now let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening. around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Now take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing. This podcast was produced and edited by Eloise Blondio. Our executive producer is Eric Sundrup, S.J.